At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Unfiltered and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. So it is, Father's Day is coming up, and it's one of our, I love this segment, one of my favorite segments, the Duct Tape Daddy segment here on Morning Magic.
Dad always comes through to fix things when they're broken, crooked, or wobbly. So we're challenging all the magic dads. Tell us or show us your best duct tape fix.
I say all the time, every home in America, I feel like, has at least a few rolls of duct tape kicking around somewhere.
Yep.
So we're looking for your funny DIY fails. Andrea from Lancaster is on the line. Andrea, do you have a story for us?
During summer vacations, we would go to Canada to visit our relatives, but we would always stop off in Maine and camp for like 3 or 4 days. Well, one camping trip, somehow the silverware didn't get packed, and we always had chili the very first night that my dad had made. And he made it without a recipe, so it never came out the same way twice, but it was always delicious.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it comes time to eat, and there's no silverware. He's like, don't worry, I'll fix this. He got some twigs, and we kids had to find some flat rocks, and he duct taped the rock to the twig to make, like, spoons, like caveman style.
Oh my God. So the stick was the handle, and then the rock was, like, the spoon part, and he duct taped them all together?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That is...
That's hilarious.
So creative and hilarious at the same time.
It's like a Fred Flintstone.
Exactly. My mom started calling me Fred after that, too. She's just like, why would you do that? And the very next day, she ran out and bought real silverware, like at, you know, Walmart or something.
Yeah.
He was so clever. He could do anything like that.
I would never think to do that. That's such a creative thought and idea while you're out there looking around to put together a rock and a stick.
And it worked? You ate chili off of it?
We did. We thought it was hysterical because we were kids. What did we know?
Yeah. No, who cares?
That would have been fun.
Yeah.
Well, Andrea, the Yabba Dabba Doo Fred Flintstone duct tape utensils just won you some concert tickets.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Yeah, you got a pair of tickets to see George Strait and Chris Stapleton on June 21st at Gillette Stadium. Plus, you also got a family four-pack to Big Bounce America happening on June 14th and 15th at the Rentham Development Center, courtesy of Welly. That was a great story, man.
I love it. If
I ever had parents that went out into the woods and found a stick and a rock and made a spoon out of it, I mean, bravo to your dad. That was awesome.
And then ate chili.
I ate chili
of all things.
I know.
Well, what could he do? He had 200 kids and a neighboring wife.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
It's good stuff. Well, thank you, Andrea. Thanks for listening to us, and thanks for sharing that story. It was great.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to tell my dad.